you shall have what you think and what say. Well, that's the word of the Lord. That's what it teaches us. So first scripture is going to be, I'll need the people at the back to help me, Proverbs. We're going to start from Proverbs 23, verse 7a. It's a longer scripture, Proverbs 23, verse 7a. It said, for as what? As he thinketh in his heart, so is he. That's why I say 7a. We're not reading all of it, but the whole scripture says, eat and drink, saith he to thee, but his heart is not with thee. That's also as a person think. He said, eat and drink. I got all this food, eat and drink, but his heart is not with you. Because he's thinking something different about you. So as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. That's the part I really want. As you think, so you are. If as you think, that's how you are, what should we do with our thinking? We must change our thinking. Our thinking must align with the word of God. God is a deep thinker. Somebody say, God is a deep thinker. You as a child of God cannot be a shallow thinker. If you are a shallow thinker, you're going to have a shallow life and a shallow result. Somebody say, deep thinking. But you can't just think anyhow. There are all kinds of thoughts. Everybody on earth thinks. Even little baby thinks. How do I know they think? Well, if they soil their diaper, what do? How do they let the mom know or the dad knows that they need a change? They thought about it. This ought not to be here. So the answer is what? I don't have my complete language, but I can cry. And the more I cry, somebody's going to take care of me. If they are hungry, what do? They cry. They thought. The way to get an answer is to do what? Cry. So they thought. If you don't think, there will be no action. Every one of us think. God is a thinker. God thought about everything. Everything you see on earth, in heaven, God thought. Somebody shout hallelujah. God thought before he made anything. For you to start any journey in your life, you've got to learn to think. Somebody say, as he think, so is he. So if you don't like the result of your life, start changing how you think. That's step number one. If you don't like what you see, start doing what? Change. Forget about other people. Change yourself first. And then others, we see what you have and want what you have. Say amen. Say amen. The Bible said the desires of the nations shall come to you. They're not going to desire anything from you if you are at the same level with them. There's got to be a change. As he thinketh, well, in his heart. Everyone sitting here hearing the sound of my voice right now, you all have a heart. So that applies to everybody. Say amen. As you think in your heart, so you are. So my heart must be committed, number one, to the living God. I must give my heart to Jesus. Say amen. So that I can have the mind of Christ. Thoughts come from your mind. Mind is from the realm of your soul. We've been made spirit, soul, and body. The soul is the bridge to the spirit and to the body. It is the one that communicates that the spirit, when the spirit of God hit the spirit of man, the soul is the one that has to send the message to the body and to the spirit. Why? Because thoughts come from your mind, from your soul. There is a mind of the spirit. Father, give us the mind of the spirit so that our thoughts will be transformed in our heart. Say amen. Say amen. So if as we think that's how we are, this must be a very important part of our journey in life. How I think. So how do we think for thoughts to enter us? For thoughts and thinking to enter us, we must see something. We human, what we see with our eyes or hear with our ears or taste, all the five senses at work, brings thought into our mind. If my eyes are closed and tied up now, and I go like this, I've never seen this material before, my description of this is going to be very different. But if I know what is this thing called? Monitor, right? Now, if I came from a village, I've never seen a monitor before, and then you're saying, ask me, what is this? I'll try to do all kinds of things. Like how if you give a toy to a monkey will just do what? Play with it until they figure out what it is. But if you know exactly what it is and you've trained that monkey that, okay, each time you tap that thing, you're going to get a reward, the monkey will do what? Tap it. But you, human being, you are not a monkey. You are human. So once you are taught this, a monitor, what's a monitor? The sound, as I'm speaking now, the sound is what? Coming out of it. It's helping this little thing I'm holding called the microphone. Now, people created these things from their thoughts. This came from somebody's thought. It was never seen before, but there was a need. During Jesus' time, he stays in a boat and stays in the water so that the echo of the water will now carry the message to the people, so that the multitudes can hear their voice, can hear his voice. Well, we've come a long way from that, from water microphone to now a real microphone. Somebody shout hallelujah. We don't know what's coming in the future, but from out of somebody's thoughts, they're going to improve how we speak and how we speak to a large group of people. All that comes from thought. For it to come, somebody has taken time to think, I need a solution. I need a solution. But what is great about our Father God is he thought about all solutions before he made one item. Somebody shout hallelujah. That's why he is God and you are not. Shout hallelujah. Every single problem in life, he thought about all of it before he made one thing. And he had the solution put aside. Somebody say, God has a solution for my life. That thing you are facing, God has the solution. God has thought about it before you were made and before you were born. And the answer must come to you. In order to get it, you must learn how to think. Get into the word of God. So what kind of words, what should we do? We as humans, I said, we think with our five senses. Now what we see, we start thinking all kinds of things. That's why I say, turn your eyes to who? Turn your eyes to Jesus. So, my senses must be turned back to where? Jesus. For me to think correctly. Every other thought will send you to deception. We send our kids to school now. All kinds of things are taught to them. They go as Christians. By the time they finish university, they are lukewarm. May your children not become lukewarm. Because humanism is pumped into their mind every day. But nevertheless, they still have to go to higher learning. Somebody shout hallelujah. That's why the body of Christ have to wake up so that we can have Christian universities. And stop criticizing those who have one. As he thinketh, so is he. A lot of your children running around now at children level, they're just full of faith, they're walking, there's no problem. And you have children at that level, you begin to condemn those who have children who are older that are not so strong in the Lord. May God have mercy on us. Say amen. Say amen. But if they are taught in the way of the Lord, they will never depart. They will come back. They are God's property. God has seen their life. God knows exactly where they are going. And has a better plan and a thought for them. Say, Jesus, I receive your thought for my life. Turn your Bible to 2 Corinthians 10. verse, let's read from verse 3, 10, 2 Corinthians 10, verse 3. I'm going to read up to verse 6. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after what? The flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not what? Carnal, but mighty through God in the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. So every thought, what did he say? The weapon of our warfare are what? Not what? Carnal. Where are they? But mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. So you must have weapons. We believers are equipped with special weapons. That is the word of faith, the word of God. God, for instance, one of our weapons, God says, we are his battle axe. When last did you say, I'm God's battle axe? Now, you wouldn't know that if you don't know that's in the word for you. If God says you are his battle axe, that means anything in any battle that comes to you, they say the battle belongs to the Lord. But you as a battle axe must be on the Lord's side and agree with God and say, I'm his battle axe. Say amen. Say amen. So when last did you say I'm his battle axe? What do axe do? They chop down. You see a mighty tree that's been there for 500 years, that axe can bring it down. Somebody shout hallelujah. Say I'm God's battle axe. No matter how that thing has been standing against you for the longest time, against your family, against your health, against your finance, that thing is coming down. God's battle axe. Well, that's what it says. Say you have weapon. That's just one weapon. We have so many of them. Somebody shout hallelujah. What about the blood of Jesus? Say, when I see the blood, I'll pass over you. Hallelujah. What about the word of God? The word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. You have weapons. Say amen. You are not a soldier in the Lord's army that doesn't have any weapon. Nobody threw you out there empty-handed. You are fully equipped and fully loaded. So you must start thinking. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. You must think these things. Say amen. So when you are walking around, this morning as I'm walking right here, you see me, I'm dressed in blue. But I'm really dressed with the word of God and with the blood of Jesus. All the devil and wicked people see, they see the blood. They see the word. They say, touch not my anointed and do not my prophet no harms. Somebody shout hallelujah. But if you don't think that and you don't equip yourself with that and you just walk around, you are a living prey. Say, I'm not a prey. I'm God's battle axe. Somebody shout hallelujah. What about David and Goliath? How old was David? A young lad. He's not even up to 20, maybe 17 years old. So young. Took down Goliath that a whole nation fears. How did he get that mind? He's already defeated the lion and the bear. How did he defeat that? He had a different thought. He's a little shepherd boy, taking care of sheep and goats in the field. Probably he had his catapult, sling, because that's what he used in defeating Goliath. He has been practicing with his what? Sling. And he has mastered it. When he aims a target, it goes for it. Somebody shout hallelujah. Well, he didn't just wake up one day and said, oh, I'm going to be a master slingshot. He's been practicing. You must think what God has given to you. Start thinking and use it properly. Master it. Somebody say amen. As he thinketh in his heart. Somebody say, I'm going to think aright. I'm going to start thinking like my God. Did he bring down Goliath? How was his thought? Who told him to say, this uncircumcised Philistine, Who gave him those words to say? How dare you stand against the living God? Well, he's full of the living God inside him. He's just a boy, smelling like sheep and goat. But he got anointing inside him. Somebody shout hallelujah. He chose God. May you choose God today. When any Goliath rises up for your family, for anyone around you, you'll be the one to bring it down. Say, Goliath, you're coming down. You got a weapon. What weapons have God equipped you with? Begin to use them. Say amen. He was not scared of Goliath. They wore him all the armor, all everything. That's what the brothers know how to wear. They're trained soldiers, but he's a trained shepherd. Somebody shout hallelujah. In any field you are working in, begin to equip yourself. Know how to deal. Start thinking and know how to deal. Nothing just happens. Praise the Lord. What about our God? Everything God made, you know, he thought through. And when he finished making them, he said, it's good. And very good. That's including me and you. God has never said you are bad. God said you are very good. Somebody shout hallelujah. Everything God made, God said good. Everything is good. Your thoughts from now on should be good thoughts. Good. Everything is good. Well, you can say the bad, but you just say good. Very good. Everything he made, he said good. So when you wake up, you say, it's a good day. Everything good is coming my way today. Everything good is coming my way today. Nothing bad is coming my way. I can't say that except I've thought about it. Thoughts come from your gate, your eye gate, ear gate, mouth gate, all your gates, everything you see, and they begin to form images in your imagination, and the Bible says your heart will be full of it. And when it's full, then guess what? Your heart is a factory. It begins to produce words from those pictures. Now, if you feed all your guests with terrible pictures, what's going to come out of you? Terrible confession. It doesn't take long. You start getting mad, angry, saying things. Be like the heathen. You talk like the heathen. You swear like them. You swear more than a sailor. They say swear like the Dickens. I don't understand what that means, but whatever that is. Why? Because you have filled yourself with things that are going to form thoughts that you don't need. So you never see anything good. Have you been around people like that? You bring a suggestion, immediately what? They knock it down. Then before you can even finish your words, they interrupt you and knock it down. Don't put those type of people around you. If they keep doing it, start pulling away, because you're going to be like them. It doesn't take long to be contaminated. Praise the Lord. You see, I have this bottle of water here. You know how to contaminate this. How is this water clear? I have my little straw in it. I put straw in it when I drink to just protect my lipstick. That's how vain we are. So praise the Lord. You know, it's just better so I don't spill water on myself while I'm drinking. Now, to change this water, I just need to put any color. I can put a drop of blue inside this water. Will it still be as clear? If I put a drop of red, will it still be as clear? If I put a drop of green, any color, what's going to happen? Change. The water has been contaminated. It's not pure anymore. You just need people like that speaking to your life. You have been what? Contaminated. That's why the Bible says, let those who have hear, hear, hear. Hear what? What the Spirit is saying. He said, here, garbage. Talking garbage, excuse me. If it's in your house, you gotta go now. That's not being rude. What are you doing? Keeping your purity. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout. Don't talk foolish talk around me. If you do, I will correct you. I might be patient, just listen, and if it continues, if I do this and I step away, take that as a hint that it's enough. Now, if you pursue me with that same foolishness and you are in public, what's going to happen? You will get rebuked in public. Some people see you, they just figure you are the toilet, we can dump everything. You got one in your house, go use it. Somebody shout hallelujah. Now, there is room to help somebody in need. There are room where people who have not been saved, that they need help. You cover yourself with the blood of Jesus. Prepare your heart so that you bring them into the presence of God and begin to minister to them. But if you be ministering and ministering and it's the same story over and over and over again, I'll tell you what's going to be, how your life is going to be. You're going to be messed up because you're trying to solve it with your might. Surrender them to the altar of God. Say amen. Say amen. Say amen. Why would you continue that as you think? Because you think you are the savior. The savior is a minister. Move to the next. Is that not what the word of God says? If you go to any city, if they welcome you, preach the gospel. Leave the word with them. If they don't welcome you, what do? Wipe the dust off your feet. Go to the next. There are many people who need the word of God. Say amen. As you think, so you are. If you're thinking you know better than Jesus, then, but if you want to do it Jesus' way, do it his way. Say amen. You don't come to church, but every crisis they call you, come, come. So the first one or two you go. After that, be in church. They don't want to be in church, leave them alone. As you think. As you think. Otherwise, you're going to have 70 hours missing out of your week for foolishness. There is faith and there is what? Foolishness. Based on how we think. I choose the way of God. May you choose the way of God. Say amen. Jesus did not park anywhere. He kept on moving. Town to town, village to village, preaching the word. Can you imagine? He only had 3.5 years to do it. 3.5 years. First 30 years, preparation. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody say preparation is important. He had to prepare. But 3.5 years, he hit the road and he completed the task. He said, it is what? Finished. He finished. Somebody shout hallelujah. What task has God given to your life? You must finish it. What is your task? Begin to think about it using the word of God, not your own thoughts. It says, cast down imaginations. Thoughts and imagination. Imagination, pictures. We're made in the image of God. Image. Anytime if I say chicken, you see chicken. Right? If I say car, you see car. Train, whatever, airplane. When we say the word, you see the picture. So those are imaginations. Oh, you don't. Don't you see them? You see them. Or if I say shoe. I won't ask any ladies here how many pairs of shoes they have at home. We don't ask those questions. Somebody shout hallelujah. We don't ask them things like that. Praise the Lord. They just have many. Praise the Lord. Okay, they are ladies. It starts from a little age. You go to any village, you see women still decorating themselves, trying to make themselves look pretty. It's a God thing inside them. Somebody shout hallelujah. You see them, they will paint themselves with white thing. The thing look, in my eyes and yours, it look funny, but in their culture, oh my, that's beautiful. They wear all kinds of things that we think, man, that's really junk. To them, that's really what? Beautiful. And they look at us, they say, man, those people are funny. So we look at each other and say, we are all funny. As they think, so they are. Somebody shout hallelujah. They paint themselves with dust. They get it from the ground, put some colors, mix it with goat blood and cow blood and mix it and paint themselves. And some of us here, we want to gag. But to them, that is what? Gorgeous. That's how they think. Then we here, we paint ourselves with things we don't know. We paint our eye, our nose, our face. We don't even know what the combination of the stuff they put in it. We just put them on. That's how we think. In this society, we wear pants. Women wear pants. In some society, women are not allowed. It's like a taboo. You're a girl, you're not a man. How dare you wear pants? Do you understand? As they think and as we think. May you begin to think God's standard. Because the world standard, there are so many different kinds of thinking that leads to nowhere. They lead to condemnation and judgment and criticism and all kinds of negative things. But in God, they help to build us up. Say amen. Bible says Jesus have a mind. May we have the mind of Christ. I'm going to leave that alone. So pull down every imagination, any knowledge, anything that doesn't stand, that doesn't match the word of God. It says, verse 6 of 2 Corinthians 10, say, have a readiness to do what? Revenge all disobedience. Anything that doesn't match with the word of God is a disobedient thing. Destroy it from your life. When your obedience is fulfilled. Say amen. All right, Genesis 6, 5, imagination. I should have read that for you before 2 Corinthians, but that's okay. So I'm going to talk about thoughts and imagination quickly. Okay, Genesis 6, 5. And God saw what? Saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was what? Only evil continually. Can you imagine? There's nothing, nothing good. Continually, the imagination of his heart. Every picture is thinking of evil. Doesn't think of one thing good. Not only one man was doing it, the earth, men all over the place, women full of evil imagination. Anything that is wicked and evil against God, that's what they thought. They couldn't think God is good. May you think today God is good. They couldn't think God is their provider. They thought evil. How can I kill? How can I steal? How can I cheat? How can I commit adultery? How can I commit fornication? How can I destroy? All they thought was evil. Can you imagine a farmer planting his farm, getting ready for harvest time, somebody goes there and set fire to it? Is that a good thing or a wicked thing? This was how they were living. Think about it. Somebody's about to have baby. 9 months is there, and the baby is about to come. The mother is about to give birth, and somebody goes there and kills the mother and the baby. Is that a good thing? Where? It says evil. That's what they were doing. Destructive, wicked ways. I didn't make it up. Now, the Bible just used a sentence to cover everything. It says, and God saw that the wickedness of man was what? Great. They didn't have small wickedness. They have great wickedness. And every imagination, this says some, all their imaginations and the thoughts of their heart was what? Only evil continued. They don't stop. Day and night, evil. May God deliver us and our world from that evil. It is rising up again. Good today has become evil. Evil has become good. You see anyone doing something good? The way they will tear and spin that whole thing. That spirit is in our world. May God deliver you and your family from it. Say, God, deliver me from it. And if you are not careful, you will be drawn into it. Especially when you have a family gathering and politics is going on. It doesn't take long to be pulled into that. May God deliver us from such thoughts. In the name of Jesus. May your imagination be cleansed by the precious blood of Jesus. It matters how you respond. When you are responding to someone, you know, let me say something about, respect or disrespect. It starts from the mind. A thought. Maybe somebody said something. You didn't like it. So you begin to do what? It says it starts in the heart. We just read it. It starts from the imagination. You don't stop there and leave it as that. You begin to do what? Spin. Meaning to see one thing after the other that is wicked. And before you know it, what looks good before has now become what? Remember I used this illustration of contamination. One thought after the other. One drop of arsenic after the other. What looks so good has become now ugly. That is what leads to bad marriages. That's what makes you to condemn your children. That's what makes you to condemn your country, your nation, your leaders. Let a politician make one small mistake. You forget all the good things. And only that one mistake is what you focus on. And it doesn't stop. Before you know it, you see 10,000. And that person is minding their business. But you now, you have carried a new burden on yourself. You just put on the television or the news, immediately you are what? Angry. But you started your day good. The next thing, you're throwing your remote control. Whose remote control are you throwing? The politician is sleeping. Doing their own thing. You have disrespected, and now you have not carried their burden that God has not given to you on your own life. May you be free from that today in the name of Jesus. May your thought be purified. What you allow in matters in your life. As he thinketh in his heart, Proverbs 23:7a. As he thinketh in his heart, so is he. May you start thinking correctly. All right, let's move on from there. Genesis 11:4. They are all close by. And read up to verse 9. Genesis 11, talking about thoughts inside your imaginations. Images. God made us. What did he say in Genesis 1:26? We were made in God's image and likeness, right? So when you think about God, as somebody who loves God, do you see him as a wicked God? No, you see him as a good God. He's the one that have your answer. Here, Genesis 11, we should all be there. Verse 4, I'll start reading. I'll read from the screen. And they said, this is God. You can read from verse 1 when you get to him. He said, the whole earth was of one language. Actually, I'll read from verse 1. He said, and the whole earth was of one language and of one what? Speech. Did you know there was nothing like English, German, Ukrainian, Polish, Yoruba, Igbo, Urobo, Isoko, and Efik, all kinds of languages. Ojibwe, Cree, and all those things. There was nothing like that. Japanese, Korean, Chinese, all the language was one. So every language you hear today is a scrambled language. Peace from one language. All, this is what the Bible says. The whole earth was one language and of one word, speech. And it came to pass as they journeyed from the east that they found a plain in the land of what? Shinar, and they dwelt there. And they said one to another, go to, let us make what? Brick, and burn them thoroughly. And they had brick for stone, and slime had they for what? Mortar. So it's the same thing we do to today. You want to build a building? The recipe did not come, it came from the Bible. So these people were advanced thinkers. They knew how to build. And they said, go to, let us build us a city and a tower whose top may reach unto heaven, and let us make us a name, and let us be scattered abroad, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth. And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the children of men builded. And the Lord said, behold, the people is one. Verse 6 is really our main text, Genesis 11. And the Lord said, behold, the people is one, and they have all one language. And this they begin to do, and now nothing will be restrained from them which they have what? Imagined to do. Go to, let us go down, and there confound their language, that they may not understand one another's speech. So the Lord scattered them abroad from thence upon the face of all the earth, and they left off to build the city. Therefore is the name of it called what? Babel, because the Lord did there confound the language of all the earth. And from thence did the Lord scatter them abroad upon the face of all the earth. So men were not designed to be scattered all over. He said, go and replenish. But scattering was just, they were just dispersed like seeds, scattered with different language. Language was scrambled because the mindset of these people was not to obey God, was to go, just like Satan, to go. We can do whatever we like. We can come to your house, God, and do whatever we like. And God scattered it. May God not scatter your mind. Everybody had a peace. So every language on earth is a piece of one language. It's a part of one language. Aren't you glad for the day of Pentecost? They never understood each other anymore until the day of Pentecost. And the tongues of fire returned, and men began to understand languages that they never learned. Somebody shout hallelujah. You can read that later, homework, Acts 2. Read that for yourself. Genesis 11, language was scattered. Acts 2, restoration. Someone say restoration. There are people who are so full of the Holy Ghost. They go to places, they've never learned the language, they begin to speak. I have a book I read many years ago. I still have that book. I didn't loan it to anybody. I used to loan my books and they never bring them back, you know. And some of you still have my books. And I know which ones you have. Praise the Lord. Even some, they have audacity. I go to them and say, can you give me my book? They go, It's not going to do you any good. As soon as I ask you, return. Anyway, there are people, they go somewhere, they speak perfect language of the place, preaching the gospel, understanding everything. There's such an anointing. May God download some of that into us. I say me too. Say amen. Me, I pick a little bit, but I've learned some of them. You know, it gives me favor. When I go to some places, I speak a little bit of their language, just a little. I don't know it. Well, I know a few words. And those few words open doors for me. People want to know that you identify with them. That you respect their language. You don't poo-poo it. Some people, they talk, you don't even know what they're saying. They're making all kinds of weird sound. And that's a language. Their language is sound. You have to be born into that to know what that means. And the rest of you say, what was that? I remember when I first came to Canada many years ago. I've been here more than 3 decades. Wow. It's like yesterday in my eyes. Praise the Lord. Very soon it's going to be 4 decades. Preaching this gospel. See, I have not changed my stand. Jesus is still Lord. He's still the answer. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Not moving backward, but moving forward. Somebody shout hallelujah. You know, when I came, I was ministering in a town called Morris. I just came. Ministering, 81. Ministering town, Morris. A small town. Morris is a little bit, that's not really grown that much. But it's grown a little bit more than before. Just on your way to the U.S. border. And then this person was asking me some questions. How did you get to Canada? I said, I flew here. He said, where did you land? I said, on a big tree. What kind of nonsense question? I came to give you life. You're asking me stupid questions. How did I come here? The conversation died. And my message in that town that day was, as he is, so are we in this world. And here somebody's thought is still as, where did you land? On a big tree, and that's how I did it. Still have not changed. Somebody shout hallelujah. I went there to give life. And then another one said, oh, you have an accent. I said, really? I said, you have an accent. I said, do you realize I have to really listen to know what you're talking about? You talk funny in my ears. I still have not changed. Because my confidence was not whether you speak English or not. My confidence is I'm coming as a woman of God, somebody born of the King of Glory. I'm coming as a queen. That's always been my position. My confidence is not based on the nation or on the people or your pocket or how you look. It's based on the living God. That's how I think about myself. How dare you want to reduce me to your rubbish? So, opportunity has come. Let me teach you. Somebody shout hallelujah. How do you see yourself? Jesus paid the price for you. The King of Glory died for you. He left heaven and left everything and paid everything for you. How dare you allow anybody to reduce you? Somebody say, I'm not reducible. But that was another silence. So by the time we preach, the word really penetrated. As he is, so are we in this world. I see right now, King of Glory, tens and tens and thousands of angels, they serve him, they bow before him. Hallelujah. As he is, so are we in this world. They bow before him, they must also bow before you. In the name of Jesus, every tongue confess. Every knee does what? Bow to that name called Jesus Christ. And if you're in Jesus, every demon bows. Every wrong mindset bows. Everything that is degrading bows. Every shame bow. Every fear bow at the name of Jesus. You must think these things and fill yourself with it. That's who you are. You are a brand new creation. All things have passed away. You don't identify anymore with your village. You are not a village girl or a village boy. You are a child of the Most High God. The living God lives in you. God lives in you. Somebody shout hallelujah. So sickness has no authority over your body. What is it doing there? Get out. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. What is poverty doing in your house? Get out. No more thorns and thistles and sweat of the brow. You are blessed and highly favored. So when you wake up every day, I'm blessed and highly favored. If they are going to fire people, they are not firing you. You are fire. Only one person got that. I say, you are fire. The Bible says God is a consuming fire. As he is, so you are. Fire, fire, fire. Start feeding yourself the word of God. And start seeing yourself. Say, if there's going to be promotion this year at your workplace, you are the one getting it. Not somebody else. I'm going to be promoted. Say amen. If there is going to be promotion, it's going to be you. If there's going to be pay increase, it's going to be you. You begin to declare these things. If there's any bonus that's going, it's going to be me. The top one is going to be me. Now, you might not qualify. Did Daniel qualify? He qualified himself by leaning on the living God. How does a slave boy become the governor? Brought from another country. But he became the governor. He knew what to do. He stayed to the right person, connected to God, connected to heaven every day. Every day, stay connected. His thoughts were not on that Babylonian system. His thought was on God. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. May God help our spirit and our soul and our body. Say amen. All right. So that's how language is an imagination. But the key is anything you imagine. Verse 6 of Genesis 11, it says, and the Lord said, who is speaking here? God, behold, the people is one. So where there is unity, something great can happen. It's just that these people were in disobedience, but this principle applies to anything in life. Verse 6, and the Lord said, behold, the people is one, and they have all what? One language. And this they begin to do, and now nothing will be what? Restraint from them, which they have imagined to do. Now, if you do this based on the word of God to bring glory to God, to build the kingdom of God, there's nothing we cannot do in Canada. Say amen. Division will make nothing grow. Everybody doing their own thing is called scatteredness. Oneness of mind to do something and say, this gospel must be preached in this land. From coast to coast, dominion to dominion, we can do it. If the vision is cast, let's follow that one vision. The vision is Jesus. Say amen. Every household, we know Jesus. God says, if they do this, nothing can stop them. So if we want to be unstoppable, unity is important. In your home, unity is important. You want your marriage to work, unity. You want your finance to grow, unity. Everything comes with what? Uniting. But not uniting with flesh. They were uniting to flesh. They were wanting to do things their own way. But when you unite to God, God will begin to build. Say amen. The Bible says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord thy God is what? One." It's not many. One. One. Let's become one with the living God. Say amen. We don't need to build houses that go to heaven. Heaven has come to live inside us. Somebody shout hallelujah. He lives in my heart. He lives in my heart. He lives in my heart. Jesus lives in my heart. So you don't need to build anything there. God has made it that he can live in you. He lives in me. Somebody shout hallelujah. Praise the Lord. All right, let me move on. So we're still talking about thoughts. I don't know if I finish all the thoughts. Let's go to Isaiah 14. Isaiah 14, verse 12. We can read from 12. Isaiah 14. 1-4, Isaiah 14. Verse 12. I won't read all of it. I'm just going to read to maybe verse 16. "How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart." Where did he say? In his heart. The things you think in your heart, they are reality. This is his speech from his heart. He did not open his mouth and speak it out, but this is what he said in his heart. "I tell you, God reads every thought, every imagination, he sees all of it. For thou," verse 13 of Isaiah 14, "for thou hast said in thy heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. They that see thee shall narrowly look upon thee and consider thee, saying, Is this the man that made the earth to tremble and did shake kingdoms?" All he did in his heart, what he thought, "I will ascend. I will sit above." Well, that's not his position. He was not given that. God did not give him that. He's an archangel. You know, Satan was an archangel built as music leader to worship God. Yeah, built. All the musical talents were in him. He could worship God. Yeah, you need to read your Bible and find out. I just read one to you. It's called The Morning. What did the Bible call him? Go back to verse 12. He has a special name. His name is not only Lucifer. What is he called? Son of the Morning. Eh? Son of the Morning. That is why your morning must start with God. Because the one that commands the morning is who? That's another message. You can't just wake up in the morning and start your day like that. Make sure. When does morning start? Let me go back. Let me park here for 1 second just to help somebody. Well, get a revelation now. So everybody pick up. Everybody say pick up. Sit up straight if you are slouching. Don't come to church and sit like you are being entertained. Some of you are like this. Some of you, we don't do that in this church. Some of them, you go to some churches, all they do, the man will be caressing his wife. You want to caress your wife, do that at home. You didn't come to church for that. Huh? Or the wife will be caressing. They will be touching every part in church. Get saved. take your freaking hand off and leave them before God. Somebody shout hallelujah. Now, did you not wake up just now? You woke up with that street language. Somebody praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You came to get the word that will change your life for that week and charge you up and energize you and get you moving. You're doing all kinds of nonsense. That's for your home. Save the bedroom stuff for the bedroom. Somebody shout hallelujah. We are not here for your show. There's only one person we came to see. It's called Jesus. Somebody shout hallelujah. If those type of people sit next to you next time, just say, hey, stop being destructive. If they are bold to do it, be bold to say to them. Only one person said amen again. May God help all of us. As he think it, because you're thinking, oh, we must be polite. Why they are doing that, a nice word that you need for that week just went by and you missed it. Son of the morning. So I say, get the revelation. When does morning start? Twelve oh one second. Right? 12:01 nanosecond. Morning have started. AM. Everybody say 12:01 nanosecond. Morning have started. Yeah, AM. What did the Bible call Lucifer, Satan? He was cast down, but that power was not taken from him. Son of the morning. Now, there's another person called the day star. Who is the day star again? I think Revelation 21 tells you that. I couldn't tell you the verse right away, but it's in there. So if they find it, you can pop it up for them. You need a day star to counteract the son of the morning. If 12:01 nanosecond morning have started and it's called the son of the morning, when should you start praying? Hello? I want you to answer me. I want you to get something today. Maybe I'll say it again, maybe not. Son of the morning, who commands and controls your money? If he's in charge of the money, that's God put him. God put that in him. So when do wicked things start? All the devils, they are loose at 12:01 nanoseconds because the son of the morning is at work, going to and fro whom he will what? Devour. I didn't make that up. That's in your Bible. So you must, if you are a good sleeper, by 12:01 nanoseconds, you should jump up and take control of your morning the whole day. Your day starts at 12:01. It doesn't start at 6 a.m. Those of you who sleep till 6 a.m. before you start patrolling, you're taking care of territories, we can tell how your life is. I'm going to leave that as a sealer because that's not what I'm preaching. That was a bonus. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. If hell is in your house or in your life, you better learn how to take authority. You are contending. And Bible say, God will contend with those who contend with you. Demons are not called powerless. They say they are principalities and what? Powers. You must deal with those powers. You must deal with them. Son of the morning, you have no authority over me. The day star is who is in charge of my life. Did we get the day star? I said this in Revelation 21. Nobody bothered to look for it. Okay, I'll get it for you. Put the day star in. I just asked you to look for it while I try to read this for you. Praise the Lord. That thought of Satan being cast down from heaven was from his imagination, thoughts. Be careful of what you think. You know when people are thinking, they say, nobody knows my thoughts, so I'll think whatever I like. You can't think whatever you like. You must think pure thoughts. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. All right. Praise the Lord. Somebody praise the Lord. Somebody praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let me continue on. When we find the day star, somebody can look for that. Just type in day star and now that's it. You'll find it. Oh, somebody's 22. 22:16. Revelation 22:16 says, I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am what? The root and the offspring of David, and the bright and morning star. It's the morning star, the day star. Somebody shout hallelujah. You need that day star to destroy the son of the morning. So rise in the morning with him. Don't you love how God deals with issues? He put the power in the devil. Devil fell, but he put a greater in Jesus. The day star have to take care of the day, or the morning star have to take care of the son of the morning. He took the powers of keys and death from Satan. Somebody shout hallelujah. All right, let me go. Be careful of what you... So I'll do maybe two more and then I'm going to stop. Praise the Lord. All right, let's go to... Wow, we got lots to deal with. All right, let's go to... Let's stop with a good one instead of all the bad ones. So go to Isaiah 55. As you think, so you are. So you must change your thought. Satan's thought cast him out of the heaven. He was cast down because of his thought, his imagination. May you dedicate your thought and your imagination. All those thoughts that you think nobody knew, God knew, they were exactly words. They were written against him. Now, instead of you getting so scared, now you should be saying, Lord, I repent. Have mercy on me. Someone say, Lord, I repent of bad thoughts, bad imaginations. Have mercy on me. Amen. Now get over that and start filling yourself with new stuff. Okay, Isaiah 55. Let's read from verse 6. Isaiah 55, verse 6 says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the righteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Amen. That's what we just did. We forsake those rubbish thoughts. And now we must guard ourselves against evil thoughts by what we see or hear. Say amen. Or touch. Verse 8. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, Neither are my ways your ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. Somebody shout hallelujah. Say, Lord, take me to higher thoughts. That's why I started the message. I say, as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. God is a deep thinker. He think higher thoughts. He doesn't think chicken thoughts. He made chickens, but he doesn't think like chickens. Chicken have a brain. I don't know how many of you have eaten chicken brain. I don't even know how it is. Even fish have brain. But God's brain is not chicken brain or fish brain. It's got higher brain, higher thoughts, higher thoughts. And for you to come up higher, you got to start thinking higher. Get out of the chicken coop and be an eagle. Actually, be greater than an eagle. He put an eagle under you. You have dominion over ego. Everything that's of the air, land, and water, they put under your control. Somebody shout hallelujah. It just say our youth is renewed like the ego. You don't want to be an ego. You are greater. Some people say I'm an ego Christian. No, you are more than that. Sometimes some languages we use, even me, I got to renew my mind. Somebody shout hallelujah. How did I renew my mind just now? Went back to who I am. Who am I? Dominion over all creation. So I cannot use creation to compare me. God put me above it. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. So you don't want to be like creation. You want to be greater, higher. That's higher thoughts. Somebody say higher thoughts. Somebody say higher thoughts. That's how God made you. He put you in a higher place. Verse 9. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater. So shall my word be, that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me what? Void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. For you shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace, and the mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the fir tree, and instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree, and it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. Somebody shout a big amen. Amen. That's the word of the, that's how God thinks. Where there is thorn, there will be no thorn, it'll be smooth. God changes it. Anything that's not working, change it to what works. That's what God is saying to us. Snow never falls from the ground and start rising up and start flying up, except you have a snow blower. The natural order is what? It comes down. It doesn't go back up. Well, there's something called evaporation, but you never see snow just flying up and say, I'm going back. Hello? God said, once I release it, see, you must have first higher thoughts. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So how do you want your life? Start thinking higher thoughts of God. Then when you have those thoughts, now speak. When you speak, what you say, we go and do exactly what you tell you to do and bring the result back to you. Somebody shout hallelujah. That is God's system, and that must be my system. So rise with me. I'm going to stop there. I want to go on, but I stop there. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, whose phone has been ringing nonstop? Take care of that. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Higher thoughts. Say, Lord, put your right hand in your forehead. Say, Lord, I thank you that you forgive me all my sins regarding negative thoughts, regarding wicked imaginations. I am free from all of that. Today, I am set free from wicked imaginations, from wicked thoughts. I receive the pardon of the Lord. In Jesus' name, I am free. Amen. Now, Lord, pour into me your higher thoughts, your ways of thinking, your ways of doing. For your word says, I should seek first your kingdom and your righteousness, and every other thing will be added to my life. Lord, let my thoughts life be pure and holy. Be based on the word of God. Be based on your truth, that I may walk and live a victorious life. That what I say will now come to pass. In Jesus' name, say amen. Amen.